Last time we discussed aspects of the mitzvah of Yeshiva Bas Sukkah, what's entailed in the mitzvah of Yeshiva Bas Sukkah, sleeping in the sukkah, eating in the sukkah, doing other activities in the sukkah. I wanted to address the topic of the bracha of the sukkah, which is a simple question of when do you make the bracha on the sukkah, what is the order of the bracha in terms of eating, brachos, etc. is not a simple question. And it's an issue that really is discussed by many Rishonim, and it's a a lot of machloksim on the matter. When it comes to the position of the Rambam and the Rif, the Rambam and the Rif basically argue, as would be, in my mind, the simple view is that the mitzvah of Yeshiva Bas Sukkah is a mitzvah of Yeshiva Bas Sukkah. It means dwelling in the sukkah. And therefore, according to the position of the Rambam, it has nothing to do, eating is a nice thing to do in a sukkah. But the bracha that is required is not on the eating. It's the bracha of Leishei Bas Sukkah. And therefore, the Rambam's position is that when you walk into a sukkah, before you sit down, the bracha has to be made before you sit down over La'asiyasan, and that is when the bracha is made, and that is the minhag of the Olei Teman, the Yemenites who follow the Rambam always in all their practices. So that their practice is, this is also a comment that is made by the Gra, is that you walk into a sukkah, whether you're eating, not eating, have started eating or not, doesn't make a difference. You walk into a sukkah, right then you make the bracha, then you sit down. That is the position of the Rambam. That's the minhag of the Olei Teman. However, the Rabbeinu Tam Bali Atosfos argue, no, is that in order to go ahead and make a bracha, you have to have achila. And even though all the other activities you do in the sukkah, you read, you sleep, everything else is also a mitzvah, but Chazal were only koveya, the bracha, on what is called the ikar activity that you do in the sukkah, and that is achila. And therefore, even though there's a chiv to sleep in a sukkah, they were not koveya a bracha on sleeping in the sukkah. So let's say you have your meal, you go back inside for a while, then you come out to sleep in the sukkah. No bracha on the sleep in the sukkah. And the reason for that is because sometimes we have problems falling asleep. Shema lo ye radeni, making the bracha, about to go to sleep, and you don't end up falling asleep. And therefore, they said no bracha when you sleep, only when you eat. And that is indeed the minhag of Ashkenaz, and the minhag of most poskim, that's what's written in Shulchan Aruch, is not like the Rambam, is that you only make a bracha when you are sitting down to eat in the sukkah. That's what's found in the halacha. The Rambam, the Mechaber says, Tav reish lamites halacha ches, nogu she'im mevarchim ala sukkah, ela b'shas achila. You only make the bracha when you are eating v'hachi nohug, and that is the prevalent minhag. How much do you have to eat? And what do you have to eat? So when it comes to the minhag Ashkenaz is the only time you make a bracha in the sukkah is when you are eating a type of food that has a possibility for kviyas suda. So for example, when you're eating bread, certainly you make a bracha leishei. When you're having mezonos, that also has the quality of a kviyas suda, and you will make a leishei. Similarly, when you are drinking wine, also that's considered to be a potential for kviyas suda, and you will make a bracha. The minhag Ashkenaz, again, it is a machlokas, but the minhag Ashkenaz is that you will make the bracha even if you're not going to have an amount of kviyas suda. In other words, a kviyas suda amount is a large amount. Even though you're going to have only a small amount of mezonos, you will still make a bracha of leishei basukah. The historic minhag of the Sfaradim is that the only time you make a bracha in the sukkah is when you are actually having a suda. So when you're having enough bread that qualifies as a suda, when it comes to bread, that's a kabetz's worth of bread. When it comes to mizonos, it's perhaps even four batesim of mizonos, a much larger amount. You have to have a suda. If you're just having, let's say, meat and fish, Ashkenazim do not make a bracha on meat and fish because that's not the type of foods that you're generally bread mizonos, so the suda type foods, and therefore on meat and fish you would not make a bracha. However, historically, the Sfaradim assume also you need a food like pasta mizonos. However, many Sfaradim today feel, no, it is a din in su'uda. And therefore, today we have the practice of having large meals that might not have any bread in it. You might have a meat meal with some rice, etc., but not bread. And therefore, there are many Sfaradim who assume that that will be an occasion to make a bracha of leishei basukah. Rav Avadya Yosef writes in an earlier tshuva, Yechaveh Das, Chelek Aleph, that you have to have bread or mizonos. However, many Sfaradim today assume that any serious suda, even if it's a fish meal or a meat meal, you will make a bracha of leishei basukah. What about the order of the bracha? Let's say you're having a food. What bracha do you make first? Do you make first your leishei basukah, or do you make first your bracha on the birchas hanenin and then the leishei? So there are good svaras to say first make your leishen. There are some very good svaras. According to the Rambam, for sure, the mitzvah is not the eating, it's the yeshiva basukkah, so therefore you first make your lay shave, and then you're going to go ahead and eat. The Maram Rutenberg writes that, what do you do first? You eat or you walk into the sukkah? You first confront your sukkah, then you'll go ahead and eat. So therefore he argues that the bracha should be lay shave, and then the bracha on the food. However, the minhag Ashkenaz, and the prevalent minhag is like the minhag of the Rosh, and that is that we first sit down and have, the reason that we're making the bracha is because of the achila. That's generally what we assume. That's what's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. And therefore, you will first make the bracha on the achila, and then you'll make your leish shev. You might recall, for example, the first night of Sukkot, we'll first make the bracha of the kiddush, bar pi hagefen, and only afterwards will we make the bracha on the leish shev. And that's generally the practice, is we first make the bracha on the food item, and then we make the leish shev.
Okay, just before you...